The reason AIDS is so deadly, if left untreated, is because HIV transmits from cell to cell, and that makes it 1,000 times more efficient than other viruses, which is why it's so exciting that Danish scientists have used a modified version of AIDS not to hurt but to heal. It's a man-made virus that can spread through the body and potentially go cell to cell and fix the small genetic mutations in our DNA that cause everything from cancer to Alzheimer's. Our regular science correspondent is Dr. Chris Smith. He joins us from Cambridge. Dr. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
I sort of imagine these Danish scientists sitting around in the canteen saying, hang on, if HIV is such an effective virus, we could do something useful with it. Is that about how it happened?
Probably. But scientists have been interested in viruses for quite a long time because they're nothing more than an infectious bag of genes, because viruses are so small they don't have room inside themselves to do any of the jobs that they need to do to make new viruses. They need to hijack a cell to do that. So they're really effective at delivering genes into things. And that's why scientists have used them or tried to use them for a very long time to do gene therapy. If we've got a disease caused by a defective gene, we can use a virus that's been disabled or modified in some way so it can't cause disease, but it can nonetheless carry a healthy copy of that gene into the cell and make the cell work properly. But what we now want to do is to say, well, there are some diseases where actually they're caused by mutations or changes in the DNA, and if we could in some way go in and, with the equivalent of a pair of scissors at molecular level, chop out the dodgy bit of DNA and replace it with a good piece of DNA which has got the right message, free of mutations in it, that would be a great thing. And that's exactly what these scientists in Denmark have actually managed to do. They've taken the AIDS virus — this is Jakob G. Mikkelsen at Aarhus University — they take the HIV agent and they have added to the protein coat, which is the coat of the virus, this extra set of material, this piece of protein, which acts like a molecular pair of scissors, which can home in on certain bits of the genome, the DNA code, and cut it. And they've then added inside the virus a short piece of genetic material, which what that does is paste in to the cut in the DNA. So effectively, you've got the sort of viral equivalent of a puncture repair kit. It goes inside a cell, it tracks down the specific place in the DNA where the message is broken, it chops out the dodgy bit, and then it pastes in this new message that the virus carried into the cell. So it's an all-in-one cellular repair kit, and it's been published this week in eLife.
Which is terrific, but how much hope does that really hold up for a cure for genetic diseases like cancer and Alzheimer's, or is it too early to say?
Well, this is the first step towards doing proper, safe genome editing. Up until now, what we've been able to do is add bits of DNA to cells, and scientists have been able to edit the DNA a bit by putting some of these proteins, these molecular pairs of scissors, into cells. But it's been really hard to control them, and it's been really hard to control what happens when you do this. With this sort of all-in-one repair kit, which uses a disabled form of HIV, you'd have the potential to manipulate cells much more carefully, much more accurately, and therefore make changes more discreetly, which means you could potentially take a disease like, say, cystic fibrosis. You could go in and correct the stem cells that cause all of the lung tissue to have the dodgy gene. You could correct those stem cells so that all of the daughter cells that then got produced wouldn't carry the defective gene. They would instead have a healthy working copy, and people's cystic fibrosis would go away.
And another topic you're looking at, UK scientists have recreated human skin tissue from stem cells. Is that a first?
It is, to a certain extent, although people have been able to grow skin in the dish for a really long time, usually by taking a little biopsy, a piece of skin, and then using the cell's ability to just grow many times. Actually, it doesn't really give a very faithful replica of what human skin really is like. And what scientists would really like is to be able to model skin in the dish, because then we could model various disorders of skin like dermatitis, conditions like ichthyosis or possibly psoriasis. And then we could try various drugs, we could try cosmetics, and we wouldn't have to go near animals, and we'd have a proper human analogue to work on rather than a model or some kind of animal system which might be defective or might give us the wrong information. It's been very difficult to get skin to do that, though. But now there's a paper in Stem Cell Reports. It's by Anastasia Petrova, who's a researcher at King's College London. They've achieved precisely that. And so what they're able to do is to take either embryonic stem cells or reprogrammed adult cells called IPS, or induced pluripotent stem cells. You take a skin cell, for example, or any part of a body, and you can reprogram the cell genetically to unspecialise itself. They put these unspecialised cells into the right environment with the right growth factors and the right conditions, and it fools these primitive cells into thinking they're back in a developing embryo on the outside surface of that embryo, so they develop into a sort of skin phenotype, an appearance of being skin. And they've found that if they do this in the right oxygen conditions and with the right humidity, they can get these cells to grow in a dish into just the same sort of structure that human skin has, with multiple layers of specialisation and then a top layer of flattened, dead, dried out cells that's also impermeable. And that's the key thing. And so they've got this. The model looks almost precisely the same as normal skin. Now they've got it growing. They say, actually, you could use this to test drugs, test out diseases and test various other treatments.
That's fascinating. Thank you so much for telling us all that.
It's a pleasure.
Dr. Chris Smith, our regular science correspondent, and you can hear more of Chris here on RN Tonight, his show The Naked Scientist, on air at 10 p.m.